18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
We're behind schedule so far tonight at Topeka High, getting ready for Emporia and Topeka. Our doubleheader coming up shortly as we enter this one, a big Centennial League game, especially for Topeka, who is currently sitting at 6-2 in league standings. They are tied at the top with Hayden right now, who is also 6-2. Manhattan 5-2, Washburn Rule 4-3, Emporia 1-6, and Junction City yet to win a league game. So Topeka needs this one to hang with Hayden at the top of the standings. As we get ready for this one, we are seeing an old friend, a man very familiar with Emporia and Emporia State, former player for the Hornets and a longtime coach, Ron Slaymaker, on the sideline for the Trojans. He's in year number 2, 89 years young, and he's still giving it the best he's got. Of course, the court is named after him at White Auditorium after coaching there from 70 to 98, a player in the 50s, and an old friend on the sidelines to those in Emporia. Had a couple years stop at Olby, and now he's up in Topeka as he just loves the coach so much. So we're happy to see Ron Slaymaker on the sidelines tonight. No Bill Nienstedt once again as he remains out for the Lady Spartans. We wish him the best and hopefully we'll be able to see him before the year is over. So it's Emporia and Topeka getting ready to match up. 7-13 Emporia, 12-8 Topeka. We're getting ready for the national anthem here inside the dungeon. And I can already see some of the Emporia girls trying to fan themselves off. It is awfully warm inside this gymnasium playing on Willie Nicklin Court, as we'll have the action here shortly. But let's go ahead and take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup for you here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at espfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners, every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Topeka High, the side of tonight's Centennial League matchup between Emporia and Topeka. Let's go ahead as we continue our RV Doc pregame show and get you our Emporia State Federal Credit Union starting lineups. Let's start with Emporia. Jade Aguirre, the sophomore, that is 5'3". Kinsley Hines, the senior, that's 5'7". Bailey Wilts, the junior, that is 5'6". Kaylee DeWitt, the junior, that is 5'9". And sophomore Macy Davis, that is 5'10". On the other side, Trish Short, the 5'8" senior. Kamara Marshall, the 5'4" senior. Rayton, the junior, that is 5'7". Haley Carroll, the 5'10" sophomore. And Sasha Gocher, the 5'11" senior. Topeka playing some really good basketball, winning their last six contests. And you look at that, before they started that winning streak, they were just 6-8. But six straight wins has propped them up to number 10 in the 6A polls. An uphill battle tonight for Brett Stewart, the acting head coach for Emporia once again. On the other side, we were talking about it just a little while ago, Ron Slaymaker. And year number two for the Lady Trojans. Still plenty of spots left if you want to make your way up to T-High and be a part of this action in person. A nice contingent of Emporia fans are in the stands. There actually might be more Emporia fans than there are T-High fans. A bad second quarter doomed EHS when these two met a little while ago. The Lady Spartans were outscored 20-5 in that second quarter. They also surrendered the first 8 points of the game back in Emporia when they met. We'll see what this one looks like this go around. But Rayton has been leading this offense, but you can't overlook Carroll. She is a stat sufferer. 15 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, and 7 assists. She has the school record for most assists in a single season, and there's still a handful of games to be played. Gocher and Davis tipping this one off. Davis tips it to DeWitt, quickly up the floor in the corner. It's in the hands of Wilts. Now top of the key for Aguirre. Aguirre dribbling on the perimeter, goes far side Hines. Down low Davis, 15-footer on the baseline, rims out, and Rayton grabs the board. She's racing up the floor. The junior dribbling, working against DeWitt. Man-to-man defense early here by EHS. Carroll has it up top, finds an open shooter, and swishing it in is Marshall. Visiting black uniforms for Emporia. Down one side white, the other red. Emporia across the chest in white and white numbers. Aguirre up top, hands it off to Hines. Hines has it poked away. It's stolen away. Marshall in transition. Gets all the way to the basket. Layup won't go. Offensive rebound. Carroll, her putback, no dice. Another offensive rebound. This time it's short. And short shot is going to be short. And it's going to be a foul against Wilts. So we'll have some early free throws, 3-0, 7:03 to go in the first quarter. And Short shooting two. Topeka in the home whites, maroon across their chest, says Topeka. Same color numbers. First free throw from Short is going to be long off the back of the iron. It remains 3-0. So we got one more free throw coming up with the senior Short at the line. Just underway here at the Dungeon. And Short is able to get this one to go. It's 4-0. Davis bringing the ball up the floor, moving right to left on your radio dial. Davis goes far side, Aguirre. Aguirre driving towards the basket, throws it in the corner to Wilt, who fakes the three, now skips it far side. DeWitt with the touch. She had 17 against this squad last month. Wilt up top, picks up her dribble, goes far side. Davis, foot on the line. Shot's going to be long on the three-pointer, and it's going to be a jump ball. Wilt was battling that time with Marshall. Possession goes to Topeka. Early substitution, Bailey Wilts goes to the bench. We see Harley Smith check in, the senior, that is 5'11". Emporia down four through our first 90 seconds. Rayton brings the ball up the floor, stops on the volleyball line, goes far side short, back to Rayton. Rayton looking for a screen, dribbling on the perimeter, picks up her dribble, guarded closely by DeWitt. Now Marshall, top of the key. Down low, Carroll working against Smith. Extra pass over to Gocher, deflected away by Davis. Rayton comes away with it. She pump fakes a three, now drives baseline, dumps it down low. Gocher misses the easy layup. Offensive rebound put back by Carroll, will not go. Emporia allows two layups right underneath the basket, but no points for T-High. Racing the ball up the floor now is DeWitt. She goes up top, Davis. Davis, the only Lady Spartan to shoot the ball tonight. DeWitt, top of the key, gets a screen, drives towards the rim. Lefty layup, leaner, goes in. That ends a 4-0 run, cuts it to 4-2. 5:45 to go in Q1. Marshall on the perimeter. Possibly a zone look here by EHS. An early three by Carroll's going to rim out. And Emporia gets the stop. EHS not very patient that time as Davis looking to drive. Gets all the way to the rim and hits the layup. We are tied at four. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Marshall brings the ball up the floor, goes far side to short. Now Gotru in between the circles. Far side Marshall. Thought about the three from the left wing, and now she'll shoot it. Too strong off the back of the rim. Short had the offensive rebound, but then Davis took it away. And Davis will cross half court, dribble to the top of the key, hands it off to Hines. Thought about the three on the far wing. Now DeWitt has it on the left wing. Dribbling in between the circles goes to Davis. Davis looking to drive against Gotru. All the way to the rim, and then Gotru blocks her shot from behind. Davis thought she did enough to get there and lay it in, but Gotru denied it. Quickly down the floor. Rayton in transition. Her layup halfway down and out. Offensive rebound by Carroll. She already has a couple of those. Right back to Rayton all the way to the rim, but she left the layup short. Couple good looks that time for Topeka, but no points to show for it. We remain tied at four. Marshall deflects the ball into the backcourt. Aguirre runs it down. Smith trying to catch the ball in the paint, and we're going to have our first whistle against Topeka. And it's going to go against Carroll. Quick inbounds, they get it to Davis, and her shot's going to be blocked. Quickly up the floor, Rayton all the way to the rim, and she'll miss another layup. So the turnover doesn't hurt Emporia that time. DeWitt on the left wing, dribbling, goes over far side, near side now Smith. Smith dumps it down low to DeWitt, working against Rayton, falling away, and Emporia has their first lead of the game as DeWitt gets it to fall. 6-4. Emporia scored the last 6 points in this game. Marshall dribbling in between the circles. Gotru has it. Dumps it down low. Trish is going to be fouled by Smith and hit the layup. So Trish short able to take the harm that time. And she's going to be rewarded with an and one free throw. We are tied at six. Game of runs to begin our game. We are tied at six with short at the line. She is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe in this game. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Free throw up and good by short. It is 7-6. Davis looking to drive, gets it to Wilts on the far side. Hines checked out of the ball game during that whistle. Aguirre dumps it down low to Smith. Smith working against Gotru. Right back to Aguirre. Top of the key to the free throw line. All the way to the basket, and her shot's going to be blocked. There is a whistle as Aguirre was driving. This one's going to go against short. That'll be the second foul against Topeka High. Aguirre shooting two free throws here. She had 10 points whenever these two clubs met in Emporia. One of her best offensive nights of the season, and Aguirre gets the first free throw to go here. Aubrey Hess coming into the game, the junior that is 6'2". Davis getting her first breather of the evening. 7-7 with Aguirre at the line. This one's going to be short off the front of the rim, so 1-for-2 for the sophomore. Marshall brings the ball up the floor. Tries to get it over to Gotru, but Aguirre picks off the pass one-on-one. Aguirre leaves it for DeWitt as she's the trailer, and she lays it in. DeWitt has 6 of the 9 points for Emporia. They lead by 2. Rayton on the right wing, guarded by DeWitt, calling for a screen. Doesn't use it, drives the other way, throws it over to Short. She's wide open in the corner for 3, too strong off the back of the rim, and DeWitt's going to run down this rebound. Emporia with a chance to extend their lead. Wilts to the free throw line, throws it in the corner to Aguirre. Down low, Hess. Hess double teamed. Up top, trying to get it to Smith, but Carroll's going to pick off this pass quickly up the floor. Carroll does it all, but she misses the layup. So Emporia, again, gets lucky that Topeka can't make a layup. Quickly up the floor, DeWitt's runner in the lane won't go, but an offensive rebound by Wiltz, and Emporia has another look at it here. Brand new shot clock approaching the 2-minute mark in quarter number one. Emporia leads 9-7, and Coach Stewart wants a timeout as Aguirre dribbled herself into some trouble. We'll take a 30-second break with them here on KBOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia leads 9-7. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Still in the first quarter, just over 2 minutes to go. Hines, Davis, Hess, Wiltz, and DeWitt on the floor for Emporia. Rayton, Marshall, Short, Carroll, and Gotru for the home team. DeWitt has it on the volleyball line, looking like a 2-3 zone here, contending against. Wilt has it up top, gets it over to Davis, top of the key. She'll shoot the three, tried to bank it in, no luck that time, but she gets her own offensive rebound. Finds Hines from the right wing, who her three-point shot's going to be too strong. Hines dives for it, and Davis has another offensive board. Davis, 2 offensive rebounds on this possession. DeWitt has it, gets it over to Wiltz. Wiltz dribbling on the volleyball line, goes near side to DeWitt. DeWitt driving baseline, floater in the lane, finds Hess, over to Wiltz, pump fakes the three, stops at the free throw line, back to Hines. DeWitt with a deep right wing three, and it's going to be too strong that time. And Davis saves it from going out of bounds, and now they're going to say she stepped on the line while she was trying to do so. So it will be Topeka basketball, but you got to love the effort there by Davis. Nearly had her third offensive rebound of that possession. Little extended pressure being shown now. They get it into Short, who leaves it for Rayton, who crosses half court. Near side Marshall. Man-to-man defense here, it looks like, by EHS. Carroll driving, dishes it off to Gotru, who hits the layup. Everybody closed in on Carroll that time, and she just left it for Gotru, who had an easy layup, tied at 9. Hines on the far side gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt, runner in the lane. No, she passes over to Hines in the near corner, and it rims out. Carroll with the rebound, and she's racing up the floor. The sophomore nearly carried with it, gets all the way to the rim and laid it in. Yeah, everybody on the Emporia sideline is trying to say that was a carry, and I'm right there with them. That should have been a turnover. Shot clock turned off. It's 11-9 in favor of Topeka. Hines has it on the near side. Working against Short. Up top Smith. Down low Davis. Davis gets by Gautreau and lays it in. That high-low game's been working so far tonight for Emporia. It is 11-all with Rayton with the ball to the free throw line. Runner in the lane goes up and she can't get it to go. And she comes up a little slow. She may have rolled her ankle a little bit. It's 11-all as we get ready for quarter number two. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia basketball as we begin quarter two. Wilts looking to drive, goes to the baseline, finds Davis who knocks down the 15-footer, and Emporia takes the lead right back, 13-11. Marshall on the volleyball line, guarded by Aguirre, who's fanning out here, trying to make it tough for an entry pass. They get it to Carroll in the corner to Triplett, and she'll try the three, no good. Marshall with the rebound. An offensive board, and Marshall looking to go to work. She leaves it for Carroll at the right wing, who drives towards the basket. And we're going to get an offensive foul by Carroll. She just trucked over Aguirre that time. And that will be foul number two against Carroll. We'll see if Coach Slaymaker wants to leave the sophomore in the ball game. For the time being, he will. Little extended pressure shown by the Trojans. Wilts brings the ball up the floor. Crosses half court, gets it to Aguirre. Aguirre guarded by Marshall, now DeWitt on the perimeter, looking to drive, going right at Carroll, throws it in the corner, Hines wide open for three, and she airballed it, but it's a pass to Davis, who catches it and lays it in. Not how you draw it up by airballing the three, but Davis was in the right spot that time. Emporia setting up in a zone defense this time. Triplett has it on the perimeter, gets it to Rayton, pump fakes the three from the top of the key. She drives, runner in the lane, too strong, and Wilts gets the rebound. And she's trying to dribble out of trouble now. 15-11, Emporia leads. DeWitt, top of the key for a three, too strong, off the backboard that time. And Triplett runs down the board, over to Rayton. Rayton crosses half court, looking to drive. Finds Marshall from the right wing, and she hits the three. Second made three by Marshall, and it's a one-point Emporia lead. 6:10 to go in Q2. Hines on the far side gets it to Aguirre, who drives baseline all the way to the rim. Her runner will not go. She's battling for the rebound. She dives for it, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Topeka. You'll take that if you're EHS. The effort there by Aguirre to keep the possession alive. Shot clock did not reset. They have 22 seconds here. Hines inbounding. Gets it into Davis at the free throw line. Over to Wilts cutting towards the rim, but she couldn't catch the ball cleanly. She'll save it from going out of bounds. Up to Hines on the left wing, who was a little bit too far to the left to hit the three. 1-point lead for Emporia as Rayton drives. Gets by one defender, met at the rim by Davis, and it's going to be a tough shot, and it will not go. Rebound for Davis, up the floor, Wilts. Up top, DeWitt. DeWitt on the volleyball line, gets a screen, dumps it down low to Davis. She threw it into a double a team, and it was picked off. That's a turnover by Emporia. And racing up the floor, Marshall's going to draw a foul by Hines. I didn't see a whole lot of contact there as the two of them were just kind of running by each other at half court. That's going to be the first one against Hines. Hines, one of two seniors that will be celebrated on Tuesday night when Manhattan is in Emporia for senior night. Marshall has it up top, gets it to Rayton. Rayton dribbling, gets a screen from Carroll, straight on for three, left it a little bit too short off the front of the rim. Aguirre racing the ball up the floor. Emporia's got numbers if they can capitalize. They cannot, as Wilts has it, and she'll slow things down at the top of the key. Emporia up one as DeWitt lines up for a left wing three, too strong off the back of the cylinder that time. Rayton all the way, floater in the lane, and it's going to be blocked by Davis. Aguirre trying to run down the rebound, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Davis. Great play there by the sophomore. Rayton having a difficult night so far as the junior hasn't scored. Carroll, quick toss in, gets it to Short. Emporia leads 15-14. Dribble, driving, Marshall floater in the lane. Too strong off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound by Carroll. Her putback will not go, but Carroll was fouled, and she'll be shooting two. Foul goes against Wilts. Carroll shooting two. She has 2 points tonight. This first shot from the sophomore is good. Hines and Hess come back into the ball game. Also on the floor, DeWitt, Davis, and Aguirre. One more free throw coming up, and it's also good. So two for two that time by Carroll. And that gets Topeka a one-point advantage. DeWitt has it on the far end of the floor, finds Aguirre in the corner. She'll try the triple, and she airballed it strong. Another rebound for Carroll. She averages 11 of those a game. She's already halfway there. She'll bring the ball up the floor, tries to get it over to Rayton, but it's a bad pass and a turnover by THS. 4:29 to go in our first half. Make sure you stick around. We'll get you to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, which will include our Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home stats. Davis, the inbounder, just shy of her own bench. Coach Stewart yelling out direction, trying to beat this 10-second call. They're going to get it to DeWitt, who will cross the timeline. And she'll dribble into a far wing three, kind of a quick shot that time. Coach Stewart not a big fan of that one. Rayton runs down the rebound, and she's looking to lead the break, and now she'll slow things up as DeWitt picks her up in the half court. Step back three, Rayton from the left wing, and uh-oh, she might be getting hot as she knocks that one down. And we got a timeout on the floor. A full one-minute break. It is 19-15. Topeka leads here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Halfway through our second quarter, Topeka leads Emporia 19-15. Coach Stewart using his second time out of the game, looking to set things up here for EHS. Hines has it on the far side, picks up her dribble, gets it to Aguirre, runner, dribbling in the paint, and she's going to have it poked away, stolen away by Short, coast to coast. Short misses the layup, and Smith gets the rebound, and she's going to draw a foul. Marshall and Triplett were just hounding her that time, trying to rip the ball out of Smith's hands. Good job of Harley to hold on to that one, and that's going to be foul number one against Triplett. Emporia noticeably breathing heavy. A lot of the girls, Coach Stewart might have to go to the bench a lot more. It is very warm inside the gymnasium here at Topeka High. Wilts has it up top, gets it over to the far side, DeWitt. DeWitt gets it to Aguirre. Aguirre on the left wing looking for a screen, and she's going to be double-teamed. And stealing it is Short, racing up the floor all the way to the basket, and she lays it in. She's done that a couple of times tonight, but this is the first time she's been able to connect on the layup. Wilts up the floor. It's a six-point lead all the way to the basket. Runner up, and it's good. That basket from Wilts ended a 10-0 run. Quickly up the floor. We're going to have a foul against Emporia as Rayton was dribbling towards the basket. Carroll's going to be the inbounder underneath her own basket. Quick toss into Rayton, top of the key, guarded closely by Hines, trying to stay in front of her. She's going to dribble by her, and we're going to get a carrying violation. 21-17, 2:57 to go in our first half. Davis the inbounder. Emporia's got to go the full length of the court against extended pressure. Davis has it, dribbling up, trying to get to half court. Good defense here by Rayton, picking up her dribble. They get it to Hines, who breaks the pressure. Hines up top to DeWitt, 20 on the shot clock. Wilts has it, goes down low to Davis, who's double teamed. Up top, DeWitt over to Aguirre from the right wing, and she only hit backboard that time. Rayton up the floor, leading the break, gets it over to Short, who gets the layup to go in transition. Don't look now, but Short is all the way up to 8 points tonight. Aguirre in transition finds DeWitt in the corner, who drives, spin move, working against Carroll. One-handed shot will not go. A very difficult shot that time by DeWitt, and it was just too strong. It's a six-point lead. Quickly up the floor. Short has it in between the circles. Far side, Marshall. Dribble, drive, tough shot in the lane this time by Marshall, and it will not go. She airballed it, and Hines runs down the rebound. Wilts bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia. Down low to Davis, who's free underneath the rim, and she lays it in. Davis has 10 points. 10 of Emporia's 19, down four. Marshall up top to Rayton. Rayton guarded by DeWitt, gets a screen, dribbling on the perimeter, thought about the three, picks up her dribble, looks to get it to Carroll, and it's picked up by Davis. Emporia with the steal. They got numbers 3-on-2. Aguirre at the free throw line, down low. DeWitt, the lefty layup off glass, good. DeWitt now up to 8 points, and it's a two-point game. Short on the far side. Driving, runner in the lane, and we're going to have a whistle against Emporia. So the foul's going to go against Wilts. That's going to be her third. Coach Stewart's going to have to pull the junior. So Short shooting a couple. She's 2 for 3 in the game. Free throw one is up and good. So Wilts goes to the bench, and Sydney Beheimer, the sophomore that's 5'5", checking in for the first time. 64 seconds until halftime. With Short shooting one more. It is up and it is good. So 2 for 2 that time for Short. She's made 4 of 5, including the last four. DeWitt brings the ball up the floor, dribbling on the perimeter, going against Carroll, throws it in the corner. Beheimer makes her move towards the basket. Now Hines. Hines on the far wing, steps back, down low. Davis trying to get through a double team. And we're going to have a whistle, and it's going to be Emporia basketball still. And this foul is going to go against Wayne. Beheimer goes to the bench, and Smith will check in with Emporia down 4. Aguirre, quick toss in, gets it to DeWitt, whose layup will not go, but another offensive rebound by Emporia. Aguirre runs this one down. Hines on the left wing, dribble driving baseline, tries to throw it down low to Smith, and Short's going to jump the passing lane and get the steal. Marshall in between the circles, goes far side now, driving baseline up top. Marshall. Marshall to the free throw line, gets by one defender, met by another defender at the rim, and it's going to be Davis, who was trying to explain she went straight up, but she was backpedaling at the same time, and it's going to be an Emporia foul. Foul on Davis is her first of the evening, and the first free throw from Marshall is good. Three made threes so far in this game for Topeka. Emporia hasn't been able to get one to fall. Second shot from Marshall is also good. She goes 2 for 2. 6-point lead, and the shot clock is turned off. 27-21. Aguirre with the ball on the volleyball line. Hands it off to Davis on the perimeter. Now 15 to go in our first half. Smith tries to get it over to Hines. It's going to be deflected, and Rayton comes away with the steal. Rayton running all the way to the basket is going to run over DeWitt. No foul called, and Rayton gets her own rebound. Rayton step back three, too strong, rebound by Smith, and that's how this half comes to a close. It is 27 Topeka, Emporia 21. Make sure you stick around. We'll go ahead and get you the first half stats and analysis coming up here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KBOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
Emporia High Sportin' Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at espfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Topeka High, the site of tonight's Centennial League matchup here on KBOE. Topeka leads Emporia 27-21 here at half. It was 11-11 after one quarter of action, and it's a six-point lead for the Trojans right now. Let's go ahead and get you those first half stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. 10 points from Macy Davis leading the charge for EHS. Kaylee DeWitt right behind her with 8. Bailey Wilt has 2, and Jade Aguirre has 1. On the other side, Short has 10 points, Marshall has 8, 4 from Carroll, and 3 from Rayton, and 2 from Gotrue. It's 27-21 here at half. Emporia trails Topeka in this Centennial League contest. Emporia is led by as many as 4 in this game. And the largest lead that Topeka has had tonight is what it currently is, 6. We'll take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball as the Lady Spartans trail the Trojans 27-21.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back to Topeka High as we currently sit here at half 27-21 here during our Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com, Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We also have a game going on our sister station, Country 101.7 FM, and that girls' contest. It is Linden leading Madison 16-11. Busy weekend coming up sports-wise. Saturday morning sports talk tomorrow morning starting at roughly 8:15. We'll be joined by Phil Metz, the Emporia High boys swimming coach. They were in action today at the state swim meet, and they have more swimming to do tomorrow. And we'll be talking with Phil about that. We'll also be joined by the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, as he gets ready for action against Cincinnati. KU and Cincinnati will have that game for you on KVOE. We'll also have Emporia High Boys Wrestling regional reports from Hayes. Kelly Madrano going to do a great job of letting us know what's going on with the Spartans out in Hayes. More college basketball. Newman in Emporia taking on Emporia State. 1:30 tip-off, 1 o'clock on Mix 104.9. And Texas Tech and Kansas State meeting in Lubbock tomorrow. We'll have it for you on Country 101.7 FM, 12:30 on the pregame, and 1:30 tip-off. Here at half, it is 27-21. Topeka leads Emporia. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the second half action for you here on KBOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
27-21. Topeka leads Emporia in our girls' contest at half. Don't forget, later tonight we'll bring you the boys' basketball. Earlier this year when these two teams met, it was a Topeka sweep inside Spartan Gymnasium. Emporia is hoping to do a reverse sweep this go-around, but the Lady Spartans, currently trailing by six, have a little bit of work to do. But Davis and DeWitt scoring 18 combined points in that first half to pace the EHS offense. We'll see if they can get somebody else involved and get some more looks up. Davis has done a really good job on the offensive glass, grabbing offensive rebounds and second and even third shot attempts in the first half for Emporia. Hines, Davis, Smith, Aguirre, and DeWitt starting the second half as Wiltz has those three fouls. Smith started the first handful games of the year and has been coming off the bench since around Christmas break. Marshall goes down low to Gautreaux. Gautreaux working against Davis, and Davis blocks a shot, but then there's a late whistle. They're going to say Davis did not go straight up. Initially, she did, and then blocked Gautreaux's shot, and then she leaned forward trying to grab the basketball, so it doesn't seem like a very good call from the referee. Gautreaux at the line, shooting two, and she makes the first one. Gautreaux had 2 points in the first half. She'll have one more coming up here, and this one's halfway down and out. Dan Davis runs down the rebound. Up the floor to Aguirre. Emporia now moving left to right on your radio dial. DeWitt on the far side, goes near side to Hines. Nope, pass was too high overhead, and that's an Emporia turnover. Visiting black uniforms, down the left side it's white. Has an accent on the right side, it's red. Emporia across the chest in white font with white numbers. Topeka wearing home whites. Maroon across the chest says Topeka with maroon numbers. Down low they get it to Marshall, who passes it out on the perimeter to Short, who banks in the three. It's a 10-point lead for Topeka, and they've opened up with the first 4 points of this half. Zone defense here, 2-3. DeWitt on the perimeter, goes far side, Aguirre in the corner to Hines. Down low, Davis, double teamed out to Aguirre. Aguirre tries to get it over, and Rayton steals it, and she's running down the court and lays it in. Emporia got lucky in that first half that some of those transition layups were being missed by Topeka. They're not missing them right now. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Coach Stewart. We'll take 30 with them. 33-21 here on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Whatever Ron Slaymaker had to say to the Trojans at halftime, it must have worked. They're on a 6-0 run through our first minute and change of quarter three. Hines has it on the far side after the Stewart timeout, and she's going to travel with it, moving the pivot foot up and down, trying to find someone to throw the ball to. So that's exactly what you don't want to happen out of a timeout. Brayton bringing the ball up the floor. Out there with her is Short, Marshall, Carroll, and Gocher, their starting lineup. Short on the far side gets it to Carroll in between the circles. Near side, Marshall. Marshall in the corner, halfway down and out, and Davis has another rebound. Davis inching closer and closer to a double-double. There's still a lot of game action left. Emporia down 12. Aguirre has it on the volleyball line. Gets it to Hines. Hines dribbling on the perimeter. Goes near side to Aguirre. Down low Davis. Davis working against Gocher, and he has her shot blocked. Gets her own rebound. And the second effort by Davis ends the 6-0 run. Marshall brings the ball up the floor, dribbling in between the circles. Rayton on the far side. Gets a screen from Gocher to the free throw line. Out to Short. Goes off the right hand of Short. She's able to run it down before it goes out of bounds. Now Short gets a screen from Carroll. Looking to drive. Hands it off to Rayton. Rayton gets free for three. Too strong off the back of the rim. DeWitt with the rebound. Emporia leading a three-on-three break is DeWitt. Leaves it for Aguirre in the far corner. Right down low to Davis. And we're going to have a foul against Topeka. They're going to get Gotru on this one. That's her first of the evening. And just the first against Topeka. Quick toss in. Aguirre finds DeWitt. Goes far side. Wilt for the left wing. Three off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound by Hines. Gets it to DeWitt. Corner Hines. And Davis is able to knock down the deep two. So Emporia still looking for their first made three, but they got it within eight. Near side, Short has it. Down low to Carroll, deflected away by Wilton. Emporia gets the steal as Hines has it, but then she gives the ball right back to Short. Short trying to get it to Carroll, and Wilt has it. Neither team wants the basketball right now. DeWitt quickly up the floor, looking to drive, spin, move, and she's going to walk with it. Emporia did a good job in that first quarter, not committing too many turnovers, but they've started to come in bunches. And the second and third. 33-25. Marshall on the perimeter trying to get it to Carroll. Wiltz pokes it away. Carroll runs it down and will hand it off to Short. Short dribbling on the far side. Gets it to Carroll. Driving baseline. Extra pass to Gotru, and DeWitt picks it off. Emporia forces the turnover. Now can they get it to a two-possession game? Hines has it on the near side. Tries to skip it across court. Carroll picks off the pass. She runs coast to coast and misses the layup. Offensive rebound, Rayton. She'll lay it in, and there's a whistle against Emporia. That's a costly one there. It grows it to a 10-point game, and Rayton will be shooting one free throw on the end one. DeWitt's going to be called for that foul. That's her second of tonight.